Texte numéro 101. The Chinese Women Who Defy Beauty Duty. Legend Zhu was the conventional ideal of Chinese beauty. Tall with shoulder-length hair, she led her university's modelling team, whose members were often called upon to strut down runways at campus fashion shows, wearing body-hugging dresses and dramatic eye makeup. A recent college graduate, Ms. Zhu, has attracted attention for her appearance once again, but in a far different way. This summer, she took to a Chinese social media platform, known for its lifestyle influencers, to post a selfie with buzz-cut hair and a cosmetic-free face. "From a model to a natural woman," Ms. Zhu wrote in the post, "it feels so comfortable." Ms. Zhu's image received more than 1,000 likes and many compliments. She was also applauded for her defiance of the pressure on women to conform to traditional beauty standards. "This is so brave," one comment said. Bravery is necessary because the online approbation for Ms. Zhu's new look is only part of the story. There were negative comments too. Anything connected to feminism can be a delicate subject in China. The nation's Communist Party has long promoted gender equality as one of its core tenets, but it is wary of grassroots organizing. Women making feminist statements online often face abuse and sometimes have their social media accounts deleted for gender discrimination. Those who have complained about sexual mistreatment by powerful men have lost in court or been pressured into silence. Awareness of such problems is growing among young women in China, especially college-educated ones. Sex discrimination in university admissions and in the job market has prompted some young women to resist gender roles, including those connected to appearance. Ms. Zhu, 23, is among a number of young women inspired by a growing trend of rejecting what is known in Chinese internet parlance as beauty duty, the costly and sometimes painful devotion to mainstream notions of attractiveness. The idea is to spend time and resources not on beauty standards, but on personal development, including education and career growth. "To stay beautiful, you need to constantly invest time, money and energy," Ms. Zhu said. "Most men are free of this. It is unfair." Women subscribing to this idea are also refusing to starve themselves, shunning the dangerous diet culture that has underpinned popular internet challenges. Ms. Zhu said that when she was in college in Beijing and considering a career in the fashion industry, a modelling agency advised her to lose at least 22 pounds, down to 110. At 5 feet 10 inches tall, she found this unreasonable. "I couldn't imagine the harm to my body." She decided to enter a postgraduate programme in urban planning instead. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2023.